It's Monday. Good to have you. Man, oh man, did you have a good weekend? I hope you did. And welcome to this soap opera called The Daily Boost. That's right. It's like a soap opera. It is. It's like it goes on every single day, and like an old soap opera used to be, which is now called a Netflix drama, with less drama. All right. We just go on day by day and go, oh, how'd that happen? And then we figure out how to fix it. And that's what we're going to do today as we talk about how to stop letting people get in your way. Are you done with it? What happens when people get in your way and you don't get what you want? What are you going to do? Well, you're not going to stop because we're going to teach you how not to, okay? That's today's show. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Simple mission. Scott gets to show up and do what Scott does. Can't help it is what I am. That's it. It's who I am. I accept it. And I just do what I do the best I possibly can do with this in mind. I'm going to make some people laugh. I'm going to make some people really mad at me. Some people uncomfortable. So they'll send me an email telling me how uncomfortable they are. And they'll say they're never going to listen again. And then a year later, they'll send me an email saying, you know, I was never going to listen again, but I don't know. Something happened. What'd you do? What'd you put in that podcast? It happened. Yes, I'm here. I'm very serious about what I do, but I'm committed to one thing. I'm committed to doing what I love to do with the idea that if I do what I do best, to the best of my possible ability, with this gift that God gave me, that God knows how I don't even know if I'm using it right, but it seems to be the right way to go, that there's going to be an impact, that somebody's going to be affected by it. Don't know who it is. We'll probably never know. And frankly, I don't lose any sleep over that. I just know that if I do what I do, good stuff is going to happen for somebody. And there's four that will have a bad day because of it. That's okay. So what do you do? What makes you operate? I mean, if I had a wish for you, it would be that you just know that when you're doing who you do, when you're being, you're doing what you do, when you're just being you, when you're being the boss of you, when you're just in your groove doing what you do, no matter what heat you take, it doesn't really matter. I take some heat. I do not a whole lot. Don't care if I do. I'll just tell them a bad joke and move on. That doesn't work. I'll just block them. But what do you do when you're being you? I would like to think the reason you're here today is that you want to live life your way and do your own thing. And a few things are getting in your way. We'll talk about one today that will help you get through it. And it's really simple, but you got to keep your mouth shut, okay? Until the appropriate time. I'll tell you when to open your mouth. Did I say who it was? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Before I start the show today, the question on a Monday. Have you done your homework? How's your life going? That's a question you should ask. Three answers. Great. I love it. Yeah. I don't know. It's all right. Sucks. Those are your three answers. First answer. Great. How's it going? The response should be, okay, how do I keep it going? Because I really love what I have. I don't want to lose any of it. Got to pay attention to that. Second one. More motivation. Listen to tomorrow's show. And finally, it sucks. Good. Great. I'm glad you're there. Glad you finally accepted it. Thank you for accepting the fact that you don't like your life and you're not going to put up with it anymore and you don't need to give a darn thing. All you need to do is go, let me just do something different. That's all. Simple stuff. That's all. Just start changing. Seek that out. We'll help you with that as we move on here because that's what we do here very, very effectively. Now, did I just give myself credit for that? I did, didn't I? God, it's okay. I don't edit. I don't go backwards. By the way, sidebar, before we get in the show, I know I should just be on track here, but you know me. Some people say to me, Scott, how is it that your shows are exactly 9 minutes every time you do them? Are you editing? Do you have some kind of AI app that does this for you, that adjusts the sound of your voice so you talk like 12 or 13 minutes and then it makes it 9 minutes? No, it's actually not that. It's actually a piece of software I use. It's disc jockey software. And it plays my music and then it has a big gap in it that's 6 minutes and 40 seconds long of content. And then when it gets to the end of that, it plays another song and the show's over. That's it. What I do, I set up a structure, really important to getting what you want, and I just follow the structure. Okay, let's get on with the show. That's insight for you. A little bit there, probably too much at this point, but because we're 4.5 minutes into the show and you're going to get mad at me. It's okay. Let me listen closely. Successful people know that you don't need to listen for 4 hours to learn something. You need to gather what's going to happen to you here in the next 2 minutes and 52 seconds. So if you ever found yourself stalled, you got some big plans, you really want to do something. I was that way a few years ago. I've been that way actually a lot. I was that way with my marriage. Well, she wasn't my marriage yet. She was my future marriage. And it was like getting ghosted on email. I know you're there and they're not paying attention to me, that kind of thing. It was like, okay, we're having fun. We're talking. Everything seems good, but it wasn't really going the way I wanted to go. Happy ever after, which is where I was heading, right? We told that story before. So it happened to me and I remember dating Joy, but I thought, I'm a good looking guy. I got some muscles. I got some swagger, you know, I got a good bank account. I'm awesome. I'm single and, you know, I can do pretty well. Although one day I said, Joy, you know, we could go to the bar tonight and I could find somebody. I could do, as they say, hook up and I could do it. It just before the night's over, I would hook up and I'd be happy guy again. And she said, I can do it in 30 minutes. I said, damn you. True story. But I got upset because she wasn't paying me enough attention. And that's, we know it's all about me. When I say me, I'm talking about you. It's all about you. And I get it. So when I'm talking about you, I know you're talking about you and I'm talking about me. And together we're talking about a we, and maybe we can figure it out. But sometimes we can't. We get in a fight and then eventually we figure out that, no, we just walk this path together. That's all. Okay. But I digress. A minute and 40 seconds to go. I develop what I call the momentum freight train. I know it's kind of weird, but it made sense to me. I just labeled it that way. And here's the deal was, Joy wasn't paying attention to me. I said, well, heck, I'm just going to go to the gym. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to get more positive. I'm going to get more opportunity. I'm going to go and go and go. I'm going to get out of bed and work out harder than she does. Doesn't matter what she's going to do. Doesn't matter what we're going to do. I'm going to love life. Going to enjoy herself every single step of the way. We're going to build this relationship, get it more serious. The whole thing. One day she's going to love me. She's going to marry me. And if she doesn't, it's okay because I have taken care of my path. I have done the things I need to do to be strong in myself, to have the confidence in myself, to be swagger, to enter the kingdom of swaggerdom. And while I want this to go and I want this to be the best possible thing, and I really want to marry her someday, that I have no control over that. Therefore, all I can do is be the best that I can be, specifically, not just saying it, you know, metaphorically, but specifically, and that meant, well, okay, in my view, it was it. I'm just be the hottest damn guy on the planet. So whenever I go anywhere, some woman's going to grab me, love me, and it's not going to be an issue for me. That's it. Is that okay if I just be honest with you like that? Listen, if you've ever read, I lost my wife through death. And so I was, you know, it's kind of a different climb out of the hole for me. But it was the same way. If you lost somebody through divorce, maybe, you know, 3 months later, you were at the plastic surgeon. You were losing weight. You were at the gym. You were doing all that stuff, right? That's the momentum freight train. Use that momentum freight train. You moved on from whatever was holding you back. You suddenly got exactly what you wanted. Boom, it was there. Holy moly. You stepped into the kingdom of swaggerdom and did it your way, which is what you should have been doing the whole way. Now, what happens if you did have that divorce and you did decide to step on the momentum freight train? It's very likely that you did get all the good things done. You got yourself an anesthetician. You got yourself a plastic surgeon. You lost weight. You got no clothes. You got everything. Then you caught him or you caught her, didn't you? And 3 to 5 years later, you had crow's feet again, and you'd gained 25 pounds, and, yeah. That's another podcast. But the momentum freight train will give you all the motivation. If I were to boil this down in a nutshell for you after having so much fun in this show, I think it comes down to this. It always does come down to this, that you can't control anybody else. All you can do is really become the person that you are, and you know that who that is inside. And just be that person. And people will either light up to you and see that light that's shining, and they will connect with you the way you want it to be, or will find another way. That's all. That's all. And when you do find another way, you won't be going, what happened? And crying and wondering what's going to happen. You'll just be there ready to go. Always be in that position. You'll be always better off. It's essential that I always put some money in the bank, because when it doesn't work out well, you can still pay your bills. Holy moly. It took me 8 minutes. And 45 seconds to get to that metaphor. Oh, I'm a metaphor machine, you have to admit. Keep them coming. They're like Doritos. We'll make more. All right, I got to go. Got stuff to do. You too. Oh, yeah? Really? Good day. Have fun. I'll see you tomorrow.